Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
I don't know if you're ready for it, Nikki, but the future has arrived.
Has it? I thought you were going to tell me about the royal baby. I was thinking, future is here.
No. Although that wasn't the name we were expecting.
Future.
No, of the royal baby. There's too much happening.
It's very urban, isn't it, Future? That's like, seems like Cardi B's baby name or something, you know?
Yeah, my name's Future Gertrude. Mm. Kiss somebody like not you, somebody like you. I'm gonna kiss somebody. Know what I'm saying?
You know, like if they were like you, but better.
You know, like your sister or something. So anyway, a week and a half-ish. Until we vote, unless you've already postaled or done it early or something. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean not gone postal. Although, anyway.
Yeah, Furby. I had a Furby. Those things are very creepy when the batteries run out.
They're really creepy.
In general.
They're creepy full stop.
They are. But especially too if you take the furry bits off and you just leave the robot inside. That's kind of weird.
That's just you stripping their skin off, you freak. What are you doing?
It seems like a nursery rhyme has inspired real life. 15 sheep have been registered at a French primary school as part of a novel bid to save classes that were at risk of closure. A small town of less than 4,000 people at the foot of the Alps has been told it would have to scale back its lessons because of falling pupil numbers.
Yeah.
So with only 261 children in the school, they've now been joined by more than a dozen sheep in a symbolic move to tackle what parents have described as a miserable situation.
And how are the sheep doing with long division?
Well, I think they're struggling just signing their names in for birth certificates and stuff at this stage because they don't have opposable thumbs, you know, so it's hard to hold a pen.
What nursery rhyme is this, by the way, when that sheep went to school? I don't know what nursery rhyme you're talking about. Mary had a little lamb?
Yes!
Did she go to school with her?
Followed her to school one day.
Okay. And then started doing her maths homework for her.
Yeah, okay. So it's you learned a different version of the one that I did.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here she is, the room without a roof, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you, I think.
You're welcome.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have posed for the first pictures with their newborn son and have revealed his name.
Archie.
Yeah, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor is apparently... A name.
Well, you know what it is. It's his actually name. Not the longest royal name it could be by any stretch.
Like, no.
Normally they have about 1,000 nicknames or middle names.
But apparently he's been a dream so far, according to Harry and Meghan. A notable point in the name.
He's 24 hours old.
Yeah, I know. Well, some people think he's been born for a few weeks because Harry slipped up and said every day he's changing. You're, what do you mean? He's only been... around for a day.
Yeah, there is that. There has been that theory, isn't it?
Anyway, a notable point in the name is the lack of a royal title, which apparently was a choice made by the couple. So technically the baby should follow his father in becoming an earl, in particular the Earl of Dumbarton. Instead, he will simply be known as Master Archie.
Master Archie.
There you go. And on Tuesday, Amy Schumer also, or rather on Monday, she had her baby. Mm. And yesterday she revealed her newborn son's name is Jean Atwell Fisher. Now,
Is that how it's said?
Jean Atwell Fisher.
Yeah. Well, that's what it sounds like. Now, is she having fun there?
Jean Atwell Fisher. So apparently the middle name is because one of her best friends is a comedian called Dave Attell.
Right.
So she's used his... surname in the name, which I think is very odd.
That is quite strange.
Her partner's surname is Fisher. So, yeah, Jean Atwell Fisher.
Is that her trying to get back at the fact that she was completely overshadowed when Bub was born?
Poor thing.
It took us days to actually get round to the fact that she had a Bub.
Yeah, she had a baby. Poor thing. Anyway, Disney has announced it will launch a new Star Wars trilogy.
A whole new trilogy
in 2022. The first of the new films will hit theatres on December 16, 2022. It's even pushed back the release of the new Avatar sequels to make room for this. Yeah. Yeah, Avatar 2.
It's never going to happen, is it?
No, Avatar 2 is now set for release on December 17, 2021.
Right.
So the next year they'll have the Star Wars trilogy back again. So Star Wars is here to stay for probably the next decade at least.
Star Wars never goes away now.
I know.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.